Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaiter, Masechtis Kalim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalit. Shtei Avanim, I have two stones. We're going to call these two stones, stone 2 and 3. If you only have two, why am I calling them 2 and 3? You'll soon see why. Shtei Avanim, I have two stones. We'll call them 2 and 3. They're next to each other. Shasam Kira, they were made into a stove. Cheris on the bottom, connecting it to the ground. I can now put a pot between stone 2 and stone 3. Even though right now they're my only stones here, and I can cook underneath. But the nitmu, dead sherets between my two stones over here, 2 and 3. Samach lezu evan achas mikan, lezu evan achas mikan. He went and he added stones 1 and 4, 1 to the right of stone 2, and 4 to the left of stone 3. So now I have stones 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 is new. 2 and 3 were here all along. Between 2 and 3 I have the tumah. And 4 is new. So I have 4 stones, but 3 spaces to put pots. Between 1 and 2, between 2 and 3, between 3 and 4. Where's the dead sherets? Between 2 and 3. What happens now between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4? So we're going to take stones 2 and 3, and we're going to divide along the length the thickness of the stone. Chetz yeshozu tmeya v'chetz yeter. Half the stone, half of stone 2 that's on the side of stone 3, that's tame. And the half of stone 2 that's now on the side of the new stone 1, that's tar. So I just divided stone 2. I looked at the top of the stone, I divided the top right side to the top left side of stone 2, the side toward the new stone, which is stone 1, is tar. The side toward the stone that was always there, so stone 3 is tame. And the same is true for stone 3. V'chetz yishozu tame v'chetz yitayra. I'm going to look at the top of stone 3, divided in its width. The side that's towards stone 2 is going to be tame. But the side that's towards stone 4, the new stone, that's going to be tar. That half is going to be tar. So again, let me start the Mishnah again. A picture would make it so much simpler, but in the absence of a picture here, take 4 svarim maybe. Now, take 2 of the 4 and stand them up side by side. We're going to call that stone 2 and stone 3. Imagine there's a dead sherets that was found between stone 2 and stone 3. Now take the 2 other svarim, 1 to the right of stone 2, 1 to the left of stone 2. And now I have 4 svarim and 3 spaces. The svarim are my stones. Let's see the Mishnah. Again, shtei avanim, 2 stones. Shasam kira, 2 stones. Turned it into a stove. 2 and 3, pot on top. The nitmu, they became tame. Samach lezu evan achas mikan, lezu evan achas mikan. A new stone to the right, new stone to the left. All of these stones are connected to the ground with cheres, but don't do that with your svarim. Don't connect it to the table with clay. Just imagine that it is. So getting back to stones 2 and 3, the svarim in the middle. Chetz yeshozu tmeya v'chetz yatoira. As far as stone 2 is concerned, that second sefer, the side that's between 2 and 3, I'm going to divide the top in half. The side between the second and the third, but the side that's facing the third, that half, is going to be tamei, the chetz yatoira. And the half that's facing the new sefer, sefer 1, stone 1, is tahar. Now go to stone 3. V'chetz yeshozu tmeya v'chetz yatoira. The side facing stone 2, on top, I split the length on top in half, between the second and the third. The side of the third that's facing 2 is tame. The side of the third that's facing the fourth one, all the way at the end, tahira, that's tahar. Because these new two stones, stone 1 and 4, created 2 more stoves, I have 2 more spaces to put fire. So now stones 2 and 3 are not completely tame. They also serve a stove that's tar. Nitlu tahiras. If you decide you need sefer 1 and 4 here, you need the first stone and the fourth stone, they're taken away. I'm left back with 2 and 3. Chazuelu tumas, and they go back to their original tumah, and the entire width on top of stone 2 and stone 3, once again, would become tameh.